Chapter 4. Come a hard time, then. Come a awful hard time. There be a girl before then named Alice. She slept in the other end of the quarters, and as soon as she got big, she went to work in the fields picking and hoeing. But she was addled in the head, off dreaming sometimes, and Mammy said one day that they would sell her. But her body was all right, and they in the White House decided she'd be a good breeder, so they set her for that. She didn't take well to it and fought, and they tied her to make it happen. In the breeding shed back of the quarters, but it went bad on her head and her thinking. When it was done, she was worse than before. She wandered in the yard and sometimes even went up to the White House. Except for the house servants and gardening, we weren't allowed to the White House. When the master one day caught Alice, he took her to the wall of the spring house. The spring house is where we got drinking water. It was made of stone and with heavy walls. They had rings of iron to be made in the walls many years past. Big rings of iron with chains and shackles. And they put Alice there and tore her clothes off. Then the master, he whipped her his own self with a rawhide whip, cut from an old gin belt used on the cotton gin. Sometimes he doesn't whip and makes a field hand do it, and stands with his pistol in his belt and smiles. But sometimes he likes to take the whip, and this time he whipped her until her back was all ripped and bleeding. We had to watch. Every time there was somebody to be on the wall of the spring house and be whipped or other punishments, we all had to watch. When it was done and she had screamed until she sounded like pigs being cut, he made Mammy to go to the salt house and get salt and rub it in the cuts to make even more pain. I never heard a sound like that. I'd seen men whipped, but never that kind of sound, cutting like that, high and higher until it whistled in my ears. Then he left her to hang there until the next day. The flies, they came, and Mammy went out and covered her back with a cloth and kept some of them off so they wouldn't make maggots in the cuts. Next morning they took her down, and there were some maggot eggs, but not so bad. I helped Mammy clean Alice. We took her in the quarters, and Mammy, she rubbed grease on Alice's back, and I sat and held her hands because she kept trying to reach around and push Mammy's hand away. All the time she don't say anything, not a thing, not even the silly things she used to say. And when we were done, she lay on the floor in the corner like she was broken inside. Mammy made her some root tea that smelled of bark, but Alice wouldn't drink it. She just lay there all that night and the next 3-4 days. During that time, John came, and I talked to him about A, traded tobacco with him. For 2 nights, he didn't do no work on the trade and went to sleep right after the trough because the master worked him so hard. On the 3rd night after I traded for A, sometime that same night, Alice ran. My life is short, but some live long, and the one thing we know, short or long, it's wrong to run. Not wrong because it's wrong, but wrong because nobody ever gets away. I've seen 2 to try it, both men. One was an old man named Jim who just couldn't take no more, and one night he up and cut. They set after him the next morning with dogs. Only the master, he don't go his own self, but took 5 or 6 field hands with him to see so they can carry what they see back to tell us. The dogs be mean. He feeds them things to make them mean blood things. Sometimes he'll take them to the fields, and should a man or woman work a little behind the others, or behind the best man who is whipped to speed, why, he sets the dogs on the slow one. And he don't pull them off right away neither. Lets them go until they taste blood and want more of it. They're mean, the dogs. They're big and red with tight hair and heads like hogs and mean as Waller's own self. He keeps them in a stone pen by the side of the horse barn, and they slobber and chew at the gate each time we walk by. Dirt mean. Jim, he ran at night too, but it didn't help. The field hands told us later. He cut and ran down to the river, ran in the water for a good distance, then onto the top of a fence rail for as long as the fence ran, and then dropped to the ground and just moved. The dogs followed him all the way. The hand said that one dog even got up and ran on the top rail of the fence. Only took 1/2 a day, and they caught Jim. The last bit, when he heard the dog singing him, bang on him, Jim climbed a tree. Problem was, the tree wasn't higher than he could reach, nearly, and as high as he got, the bottom of him hung down where the dogs could reach him. The master set the dogs on him, and they tore and ripped where they could reach until there wasn't any meat on Jim's legs or bottom. The dogs ripped it all off to hang in shreds. The field hands say he still didn't let go, nor never did. Even when he was dead, his hands didn't let go, and the master made the field hands leave him there. There were some who wanted to take Jim down and bury him, but he made them leave him that way, hanging by his hands in the tree, for the birds to eat. Second man was young, name of Paulie. He wasn't a big enough hand to be allowed to be a breeder in the quarters, and so he went to looking. He snuck away and met a girl at a plantation down the road a piece, and they sat in the moonlight with each other some nights. Paulie, he made it back before wake-up time every night, but one, the last one. He He fell asleep in his girlfriend's arms, fell asleep in the moonlight. So they from the White House set out with the dogs and Polly. He didn't run or try to get away. He was on his way home, but they let the dogs to have him anyway. Tear him up to bleed, but not kill him. Then the master, he tied him down and cut him like he did the cattle, so he wouldn't run to girls no more. But the cut went wrong, and Polly, he laid all night and bled to death without ever making a sound in the corner of the quarters. So don't nobody run. Besides, I don't think there's a place to run to. I heard talk once of some land north, but it's far away, and it was only talk. Not something to know, just something to hear, like birds singing, the talk of the land north, or the wind in the trees. But Alice cut and run that night. She didn't get far, down to the river and then sideways some. Her back was still ripped and sore, and she must have moved slowly. She might have kept moving all night, but hadn't gone more than to the other end of the cotton fields, an easy small walk. Then she pulled herself under some brambles, and was there when they found her. He let the dogs to have her. Didn't matter what she'd gone through, or that her thinking wasn't working right. The field hands with him told us he smiled, his big white smile, like the big white house, pale maggot white like his skin smile, and let the dogs to have her. She didn't fight them, or try to get away, and they just tore at her until her whole front was torn and gone, and she was bleeding from the chest. She didn't die. Alice be too tough for her own self-good. She didn't die, and he made the hands to carry her back and put her in the quarters. Mammy sewed up what she could with canvas thread and greased and patched, and she lived. She'd be like Polly. She didn't make sounds even while Mammy was pulling at the torn flaps of skin and sewing them on her chest. Not a sound, just stared and stared at the wall. That night John called to me as he come past where I was trying to sleep. Tobacco girl, time for another letter. I had been all day helping Mammy and was tired and sad for Alice. How she be at the other end of the quarters, but I went just the same. I still had two letters coming for that first pinch of tobacco. He was sitting on his heels in the open doorway. I squatted next to him. What's the next one? He used a stick with a sharpened end on it and wiggled in the dirt two half circles. B, he said. It be B. That sounds crazy. That's how you say the letter, B. It's for be or be or bu or boo. That's how a bee looks and how you make the sound. I made it sound in my mouth, whispering, so where's the bottom to it? I swear you always want to know the bottom to things. Here, here it is. It sits on itself this way, facing so the two round places push to the front. Suddenly he's gone. One second he's there, the next he slams sideways and gone. What in the hell are you doing to her? Mammy was standing there, big and black and tall in the moonlight. What you doing to this girl? She had come from the side and fetched John such a blow on his head that it knocked him back into the wall and on his back. He come up quick and didn't cower none. Nothing, not like you think. I'm teaching her to read. That's what I mean, Mammy said. What in the hell are you doing? Don't you know what they do to her if they find her trying to read? We already got one girl torn to pieces by the whip and the dogs. We don't need two. I've been quiet all this time watching. Didn't seem so bad what he was doing, teaching me a few letters to know. Maybe a word or two, so I said it. Doesn't seem so bad. Bad? Then she hissed like a snake. Child, they'll cut your thumbs off if you learn to read. They'll whip you until your back looks knitted, until it looks like his back. She pointed to John, big old finger. Is that how you got whipped? He shook his head. I ran. And got caught. Not the first time. She waited. I waited. First time I ran, I got clean away. I went north all the way. I was free. I never heard such a thing. We couldn't even talk about being free. And here was a man said he had been free by running north. I thought, how can that be? You ran and got away? Mammy asked. I did. You ran until you were clean away? I did. And you came back? I did. Why? He sighed, and it sounded like his voice, like his laugh, low and way off thunder. It made me think he was going to promise something the way thunder promises rain. For this. What do you mean, this? To teach reading. It's never quiet in the quarters. During the day, the young ones run and scrabble and fight or cry. And there's always a gaggle of them. At night, everybody be sleeping, but not quiet. Alice, she's quiet. But there's some of them to cry. New workers who are just old enough to be working in the fields cry sometimes in their sleep. They hurt and their hands bleed in pain from new blisters that break and break again. Old workers cry because they're old and getting to the end and have old pain. Same pain, young and old. Some snore, others just breathe loudly. It's a long building and dark except for the light coming in the door and the small windows, but it's never quiet, not even at night. Now it seemed quiet. Mammy, she looked down at John, didn't say nothing for a long time, just looked. I had to think to hear the breathing night sounds. Finally, Mammy talks. Her voice is soft. You came back to teach reading? John nodded. That's half of it. What's the other half? Writing, he smiled. Of course, I wasn't going to get caught. I had in mind moving around, teaching a little here, a little there, going to do Heidi schools. But I got slow and they got fast and some crackers caught me in the woods. They were hunting bear, but the dogs came on me instead. And I took to a tree and they got me. Another long quiet, way off down by the river. I heard the sound of a nightbird singing for day. Soon the sun would come. Why does it matter? Mammy leaned against the wall. She had one hand on the logs, one on her cheek. Tired. Why do that to these young ones? To Sarnie here, if they learn to read.
And write.
And write, it's just grief for them. Long time grief. They find what they don't have, can't have. It ain't good to know that. It eats at you then, to know it and not to have it. They have to be able to write, John said, voice pushing. He stood and reached out one hand with long fingers and touched Mammy on the forehead. It was almost like he'd be kissing her with his fingers. Soft, touched like black cotton in the dark. They have to read and write. We all have to read and write, so we can write about this. What they doing to us, it has to be written. Mammy, she turned and went back to her mat on the floor. Moving quiet, not looking back, she settled next to the young ones, and John, he turned to me, and he say, next is C.